You are entering the Henry B. DuPont Preservation Shipyard, which specializes in the preservation of historic vessels. Our mission is not just to preserve old ships, but also to preserve the skills required to build and maintain them, and to train new generations of craftspeople. We maintain our own vessels, including the wooden whaling ship Charles W. Morgan, but we also work on many other historic ships and boats. The shipyard is a busy worksite, but visitors are invited to walk around and see what we're working on. Directly in front of you is the 123-foot-long hull of the L.A. Dunton, a Gloucester fishing schooner built in 1921. After over 100 years, it's being restored as part of a multi-year project. At certain points of the project, visitors may be able to access the deck or the fish hold of the ship to experience the feel of a historic wooden ship as our shipyard staff works on it. At any time, shipyard staff are also likely to be working on one or more other ships. In the main shipyard building ahead of you as you go beyond the Dunton, there are facilities for carpentry, painting, rope preparation, and even an enormous lathe for turning new masts. On the second floor of that building, you will find public exhibits about our shipyard and shipbuilding, including tactile items such as samples of different kinds of wood and rope that you can touch, and videos about our work. At the far end of the shipyard ahead of you is our ship lift, which is a special kind of dock that lifts slowly to bring even huge ships out of the water. It has built-in rails so the ship can then be pulled forward for the work. We try to replace the wood on historic ships with the same species of tree, so wood procurement is a big part of every project. Our shipyard staff brings in whole logs to cut our own lumber. To your right, beyond the Dunton, is a storage area where we dry and stockpile wood for future use. Some of this wood is local, but we also look for opportunities to bring in wood from elsewhere, including live oak trees that are sometimes felled in hurricanes in the south. The shipyard has several large saws, and you might hear them preparing planks for the Dunton or other projects as you walk around. To your left is the Thames Keel Shipbuilding Exhibit, with the 92-foot-long keel, or backbone of a ship called the Thames, with signs explaining how ships are built.